a question here from Bajarenu Das. He says, often we use this expression, worshipping someone's lotus feet. What does it mean practically? Doing puja with upachars, or maybe massaging the feet? Good question. And let's take it in its most general context, and not just the worship of the feet of a superior, but the worship of the feet of Vaishnavas. In a Krishna consciousness movement, in a society of Vaishnavas, we interact with all types of devotees with whom we have all types of relationship. Knowing or serving those Vaishnavas and interacting with those Vaishnavas according to the proper sadachar, always acting in a beneficial way for others, in a pleasing way towards other Vaishnavas, be they men, women, our parents, our children, our gurus, our juniors, our superiors, that constitutes worshipping the lotus feet. And we need to worship the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas, not just worship the lotus feet of some, a few, or those who go by the name of Guru Maharaj. That is the broader vision of Krishna consciousness, and it's really what Krishna expects of us when he asks us to actually worship Vaishnavas. Tadiyanam samarchanam, not selectively, but with all. Having said that, there are obviously certain Vaishnavas whom we have a more intimate connection, and once again, the sadachar obliges us to offer greater respect to them than to others, such as our own initiating spiritual master or instructing spiritual masters. They receive a special type of worship because they're in a special type of relationship. But we should know the duties incumbent upon us in all relationships. For instance, in the case of the duty, how does a brahmachari worship other ladies, other women? Generally, he serves their lotus feet by interacting with them only according to the service and otherwise keeping at a distance. However, for instance, when he's on Harinam and he sees that someone is bothering the women, then he shouldn't hesitate to give them protection. Why? Because that's our duty, that's our responsibility, to give women protection and to protect them in all circumstances. So that's worshipping their lotus feet like that. Children worship the lotus feet of their parents by following their instructions and by behaving as is expected of those who are children, whether it's respect, or show of respect, the way they speak, the way they conduct themselves, the way they follow their parents' instructions, and by the practical activity of bowing down at the feet of their parents every morning. Now, this isn't exactly what Bajarenu was asking. My sense was that he was asking more in terms of a junior and senior, or how do we relate to our spiritual masters. So let me talk about that. In general, we need to know the process of sadachar. How is it that we're meant to offer respect to our spiritual masters? The most important of all of those is Vani Seva, to serve the order. What specific instruction or order have we been given? How to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render some direct service? This is the essence of serving the lotus feet. On the other hand, Vapuseva should not be neglected. If one has the opportunity for direct service, here he raises the point of worshipping the feet, that should also be done. Especially it's important for devotees to develop their faith and respect to a spiritual master by offering proper respect. That means when you rise in the morning, you offer obeisances to spiritual master. When you see the spiritual master and bow down, then you offer his pranams, and you say it loudly because that's how you offer respect. It's just like if I meet someone, I don't mouth hello, but I say hello loudly, and I say how are you loudly. So same thing when I meet my spiritual master, I don't bow down and say their pranams myself, or not even say the pranam, but I meant to then loudly speak that. It is worshipping the feet on a daily basis, whether to the picture or if possible personally, then one offers a flower, and when it's time for Vyas Puja, then one doesn't neglect coming to actually worship the lotus feet through the Vyas Puja ceremony. So these are different ways in which one worships the Vapuseva. And Vapuseva, Vanuseva, Vaniseva, these constitute the worship of the lotus feet of superior, worship of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And it's something that we need to be aware about in terms of our seniors and in terms of devotees in general. Otherwise, we will not receive Krishna's mercy, because acharyamam bijaniyam, because tadiyanam samarchanam, because Krishna values more service to the Vaishnavas and service to the spiritual master than he does to himself. So if we want to worship Krishna's lotus feet, we need to know how to worship the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. And by doing so, then certainly we become qualified for the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord. On the other hand, as Srila Prabhupada said in one of his prayers, simply offering flowers, doing Vapu Seva, but neglecting the Vani Seva, is meaningless, just simply making a show of worship. The essence of the whole thing is lost. On the other hand, if one has opportunity for Vapu Seva, then one should do that. Not only opportunity, but actually one should. When devotees are in the general vicinity of the spiritual master, they should seek him out, offer obeisances. It's the proper achar, proper conduct. So both of these things should be there. Vanuseva, Vapuseva, when they're done according to the process that's Srila Prabhupada had shown us, and Srila Prabhupada was quite exacting in terms of how he wanted Vaishnavas to relate to their spiritual master and also to each other, then we're actually worshipping the lotus feet. So thank you for that question, and Krishna.